So would you please lie on your back? And begin to observe what you observe as you lie on your back. Is there anything that stands out right away? Maybe you're not sure what you feel. Can you feel how you contact the ground? Maybe there are places where you rest easily on the floor. Maybe you sense places where you're lifted from the floor. Maybe you're not noticing your sensations. Maybe you're sensing some feeling, emotion that's inside you. Maybe you're more aware of the thoughts moving through your mind. Let that be part of what you listen to. I'll be asking you many questions about how you feel. And there are many you won't have answers for. But you'll see as we return to them later and throughout the weekend, maybe they'll become clearer to you. Take some moments and begin to observe your breathing. Nothing to change in it, but to feel, is there some, what aspects of it can you sense? Do you feel movement in your chest or your belly? Maybe your breath feels shallow or deep. Notice, do you have a judgment about how you breathe? Do you wish it was different? Or are you trying to breathe in some fashion that someone once taught you? And still feel what you sense. Do you breathe more through your nose or your mouth? Maybe a combination? Maybe there's some other aspect of your breath that interests you. Notice as you breathe, do you pay more attention to the inhale or the exhale? It's interesting that our breath is an act that is reversing itself all the time. There's an inhale and an exhale. And there's muscular activity that moves in one way and then another way. Begin to notice if there's any differences between one side of yourself and the other side. Does one side feel longer or shorter? Wider or narrower? Heavier, lighter? Or is there some other way that you sense a difference from one side? Maybe there's a general difference in shape or a difference in volume. Maybe you feel that you inhabit one side more than the other. Or maybe you inhabit the sides differently. Now, we'll be working on your side. So, for your comfort, I'm going to let you choose which side you want to lie on. So roll on to whatever side is most comfortable for you. And just pause there for a moment. As you lie on your side, what do you notice? How do you contact the ground? Notice how your legs are lying. Is one on top of the other? Don't change it. Put it back, I saw that. That's it. Feel, maybe one leg is on the floor in front of the other. Maybe the ankle is crossed on the thigh. Notice how you first chose to put yourself. Why would you do that? Well, either it's the most comfortable way or the most familiar. Those aren't necessarily the same things. So maybe play around with how you've placed your legs. You can try one leg in front or one behind. If you can bend your legs more or less. But don't change it so quickly. Change it and lie there for a moment to feel the difference. Maybe you'll find there's a more comfortable way. Maybe you'll discover something about your habits. Does how you have your legs have anything to do with your breathing? Maybe you can notice your breath as you change the position of your legs. Now, however you started with your legs, would you please bend them comfortably at the knees and the hip, and have one leg on top of the other, comfortably. So the knees are touching, the feet are touching. And very gently, the leg that's towards the ceiling, would you lift that leg and put it down? Several times, slowly, gently. Feel, what's the weight of it? Is it heavy or light? How far do you bring it to easily and comfortably? Don't change it. Stay with what you initially did. We'll find out if it's different as we proceed. So please put your leg down. And now, would you please keep your knees touching and begin to lift your foot off of the other foot. So it's the leg that's towards the ceiling, that foot lifts, and the knees stay touching. So you're pivoting on the knee. And what do you notice as you do that? What's the quality of the movement like? Are there little jumps or jerks in the movement? Maybe as you get to those places, you can go a little slower. So you certainly don't have to lift the foot as high as you can lift it. As I said, it's better to stay within a range that's easy. Now feel as you do this, where does this movement begin? Is it in your foot? Your knee? Maybe your hip joint? What do you think? Sense? Now pause for a moment. Just rest on your side. And in a moment, you'll begin lifting the same foot again. But this time, as you lift it, you'll be leading with the little toe as the foot lifts, and the big toe as the foot returns. So it means the angle of your foot will change in the middle. So lift your foot, leading with the small toe. Let the angle of the foot change. And then let the big toe lead as it comes down. And begin to explore that. And notice if it's different. Does holding your foot at a certain angle, does it evoke different sensations in you? Or do you notice different things? Notice, do you work very hard at maintaining the angle of the foot? Maybe you can soften that a little bit. Now, pause again. Rest on your side. And again, you'll start lifting the same foot. But this time you'll lead with the heel in both directions. So your heel lifts first as the foot moves away from the other foot. And again, the angle changes. And then the heel will be the first part to come down as your feet come together. Can you find a way of making that easier? Your knees stay touching. And again, observing, are there any differences you sense? Does it feel different than when you were leading with your toes? Pause. And please roll onto your back and take a rest. And notice as you're lying on your back, is anything different? Are any of the observations or things you sensed before, have they changed? Or do you sense different things than you observed before? And I see a few of you lifting your heads to look at your feet. Maybe to check if it's different. So we all have this kind of habit. But the next time you have the impulse to look at yourself, see, can you wait just a few more seconds before you do it? Can you spend a little more time developing your internal way of sensing yourself, rather than using your eyes to observe yourself? And certainly after you've waited a while, go ahead and feel free to look. Please roll onto your side again. Same side as before. And you're going to lift the foot off of the other foot, this time letting the whole inside edge of the foot leave at once, and then the whole inside edge of the foot coming down at once. So you keep your feet parallel to each other. And feel, where do you work to maintain that relationship? Is it in the foot? The knees stay touching still. Maybe you feel something in the lower leg. Maybe it's something in your pelvis. What do you observe? Now pause, rest there, and now you're going to begin to lift your knee while you keep your feet touching. So the knee that's towards the ceiling, begin to lift it, but your feet stay together. And observe what you do to do this. What could you do to make it easier? And that's a question we can ask generally in our life. So what ideas do you have? Of course, you can get someone else to lift the leg, but it's hard to find people who'll do that for you. So what do you do yourself? It's actually a very difficult question to answer. For a large part of us have no idea how to make things easier. Often our attempts to make something easier actually engages us in more effort. We work hard to make it easier. So continue, but see, could you use more of yourself to make it easier? What can you use in the rest of yourself to help you lift your leg? What happens if you start to roll your pelvis a little bit backward? Does that help lift your leg? That's good. Pause, rest on your side. And now, would you begin to alternate the movements? So first lift the knee, keeping the feet touching, and then put it down. And then lift the foot, keeping the knees touching. Go back and forth between those two. And asking the same question. What can I do with the rest of myself to make this easier? Can I let more of myself participate? Your pelvis, your back. You might feel yourself, your weight shifting along the floor. Pause for a moment, and we'll do a similar movement. Listen first before you do it. So you're going to lift your knee into the air, and as the knee comes down, the foot is going to start to lift. So by the time the knees are touching, the foot is lifted. And then as the foot starts to go down, the knee starts to lift. So at some point, your whole leg is actually in the air. Go ahead and try that. The knee lifts. As it comes down, the foot starts to lift. As the foot starts to come down, the knee lifts. And again, include all of yourself, your back, your pelvis. When the knees come together, it can almost have a feeling of diving. And as the feet come together and the knees move apart, it can have a feeling of opening. Notice if you're trying to be good at it. You're not alone. It's the attitude we bring to most things we do. Can you be good at it by enjoying the sensation more? Finding a way of making it more pleasing to yourself? Now, pause for a moment. Stay on your side. And go ahead and lift the whole leg into the air as you did in the beginning. Feel, what's that like now? Did it get a little lighter? Or does it move more clearly? Is there some aspect or difference that you sense? And then roll onto your back again and take a rest. And again, in resting, observing, has anything changed? Maybe from one side of yourself to the other. Maybe there's a difference in your breathing. you'll find through the weekend that we take frequent rests like this, and they serve several purposes. First, as a general rest, as a break from what you were doing. But it also gives you the chance to sense, has anything changed? To observe yourself more. Please come onto your side again. And this time, have your arms straight out in front of you, palm to palm. And slowly and gently, the arm that's towards the ceiling, would you slowly begin to lift that arm in the direction of behind you? So you go as far as you can go easily. So first it goes towards the ceiling, and then it reaches behind you, not over your head, but out to the side. That's it. And don't go past where you can go comfortably. The elbow is fairly straight. And again, listening to what moves as the result of your arm moving. Now, the next time you move your arm behind you, begin to watch your hand the whole time. Use your eyes and let your head turn. And notice, if you allow your head to roll with it, does your arm go a little further back? Does it make it easier? My question, and I include myself in this question, is how come we don't think of that? How is it that we continue to keep our lives difficult? Continue and bring your arm behind you and stay there for a moment. And keeping your arm there, start to turn your head to look back to the other hand. So the arm reaches behind you and stays there. And you just turn your head back and forth. Look towards one hand and the other. Feel, can you turn your head back to the way you first started looking? But the other arm stays behind you easily? Bring everything together. Bring your palms together. And then once again, bring your arm behind you and feel, where does it go to now? Is it easier? Do you spontaneously roll your head? Maybe you don't need to roll your head now. Maybe the arm reaches back more easily without the head. Feel how that happens. That's nice. Now, please bring your arms together again. And just pause there for a moment. Take a brief rest. And again, listen to this next direction before you do it. So lift your leg into the air. And as the legs come together, your arms will come apart. So by the time the legs are touching, the other arm is behind you. And then as the arms come back together, you'll lift that leg away from the other leg. So maybe start with the arm behind you. Put the arm there, and as you bring the hands together, start to lift your leg. And then once the hands touch, they start to move apart and the legs start to come together. And feel the twist that it makes in between your arms and legs. Your chest and ribs, your back and your pelvis. Now, bring everything together again. If the hands are touching, the legs are touching. And begin to lift your arm and leg at the same time. So they lift and return. And feel as the arm and leg goes a little further, what could start to happen? Maybe there's a moment where the leg that's lifting starts to pull the other leg into the air. And you can actually start to roll a little bit further. Where can you end up? Maybe you can end up on the other side. Then you have to start with the other arm and leg lifting. And feel how that arm and leg can lift and open you out to the side. And it can eventually pull the other arm and leg across. Have your legs close enough to you so that your feet leave the floor as you do this. So one leg lifts, foot's in the air, pulls the other leg into the air. That's very nice. And find an easy, pleasant rate that you would like to roll at. Back and forth, lightly, easily. And please end up on the side that you first were lying on. Come back onto that side that you were lying on. Pause there for just a moment. And now, gently, go ahead as you did in the beginning, lift that leg towards into the air again and feel, how does it lift? The leg that's towards the ceiling, how does it lift now? Just the leg. Is it lighter? Is it surprising? And then roll onto your back. And again, sense how you lie on the floor. Are you more symmetrical or less symmetrical than the last time you observed yourself? What's your breathing like now? Is there a greater sense of evenness between the inhalation and the exhalation? And would you please roll onto the same side again? And we're going to repeat some of the movements we did earlier, but with a different intention and use of your attention. So once again, keeping your knees touching, you'll lift that foot off of the other foot, but this time you're going to pay particular attention on how you bring the foot back. The knees stay touching. Your foot lifts, but really observe, how do you bring the foot back? Did you notice that as much before? Does it feel different when you pay more attention to the return? And we'll add something else as you do this as well, which is when you put the foot back down, can you pause for a few seconds longer? And notice, if you pause for a few seconds, does your leg let go a little bit more? So you lift the foot, sense how you return the foot, and then wait some moments. And see, as you wait, does something let go in the leg? Maybe something lets go somewhere else. Maybe your belly. Maybe you feel the pressure relax against the floor. Pause a few seconds longer in between. Notice, as you take those extra seconds to pause, maybe you discover that you were already preparing yourself to lift. And those few extra seconds allows you to sense that. So the next time your foot comes down, pause there. Rest like that. And now you'll begin to keep your feet touching and start to lift your knee away from the other knee. With the same idea that you pay more attention to how the knee returns towards the other knee. And you pause for a few seconds longer than you might normally pause. Again, listening to something else let go or quiet down in the pause. Get deactivated. And if that's true, do you bring yourself to the movement again in a different way? Is it easier with your breathing? Bring your legs together and rest like that. Now, do a few movements alternating, lifting your knee, bringing it down, lifting the foot, bringing it down. Just to remind yourself of the movement. So, the knees stay touching and the foot lifts. The feet stay touching and the knee lifts. And now continue that, but pay attention to how the knee returns, and then pause. And then you'll lift the foot, but you'll pay attention to how the foot returns. And then you'll pause. And again, does it feel different when you pay attention to the return more than to the lifting? Leave it. Roll onto your back and rest again. Please roll onto your side again. Bring your arms straight out in front of you, palm to palm. Begin to reach the arm behind you as you did earlier. But this time, pay more attention to how you bring it back. See if you can get more interested in how it returns than how it moves away. And then can you pause again? Feel the readiness to lift the arm again. Are you already ahead of yourself with that? Can there be a very short moment of stillness before you lift the arm? It's not so easy. Our intention seems to activate something in us. So we need the intention to pause to deactivate it. Your head can roll if you'd like. Whatever you can do to make it easy. Feeling, how do you return the arms? The next time you bring your arms together, stay there. And pause. And listen again before you do this. Without paying any particular attention to anything, other than the comfort and ease in how you move, begin to lift the arm and the leg together to roll you onto the other side. Feel, what's the quality of this movement like now? Is it different from the last time you did it? Has paying attention to the return of the arm and leg, has it informed you in any new way? And when you roll onto the other side, can you pause for a moment and then resume the movement? So you pause on each side. Noticing maybe as the result of pausing, do you more clearly start to sense how you initiate the movement? Again, let your comfort be your guide so you can move at any speed you'd like, slow or light and quick, as long as you pause in between. Now, one more time, come back to the side that you started on. Pause there. And actually notice as you pause there, do you rest a little bit more fully? Did paying attention to the return and the pauses help you understand something about resting? Go ahead and lift your leg into the air again as you did earlier in the beginning and throughout. Feel, has it improved a little bit again? Improved how? Higher, lighter? Do you sense your movement more clearly? Do you like the way it feels more? And then put it down and roll onto your back. And again, observe, how is lying on the floor now? Is it different? Different from when you started or the last time you sensed yourself? Do you contact the ground differently? Is there a difference that's observable in your breathing? How do the two sides of you compare to each other now? Are you more symmetrical or less symmetrical? What do you find? And would you please slowly roll to your side and bring yourself to standing. And once you're standing, observe what you sense in yourself in standing. Are you over your feet in a different way? Different sensations in yourself? Walk a little bit and feel how that feels. Do you feel lighter or heavier? Shorter or taller? Is there some quality that's different in your walking? And then please come down to the front and have a seat here, and we'll talk for a little bit.